WDJTL by the tree, Christmas in my heart. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Wind advisory in effect today until about 7 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today. Rain and snow showers should be ending sometime this morning. It's going to become sunny and very, very windy, high around 35 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy and cold, a low of 27 degrees. Tomorrow, looking mostly sunny, windy as well, high of 35. Over the weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, a high of 38. Warming up on Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high around 50. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy skies at the moment, about 38 degrees. In Harrisburg, 36.
Our friend Tyler Hoover is here. Tyler, the managing director of Servant Stage and the show creator for Christmas Crooners, happening this weekend at the Junction Center. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning.
Love having you here. Love what Servant Stage is doing. How many years have you guys been out serving this community?
I mean, the first concerts under the name Servant Stage were back as far as 2011. We became a nonprofit in 2014 and then have really seen just exponential growth from there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. So what makes Christmas Crooners special? What makes it unique?
I think one thing is just knowing a lot of the demographic that we're serving, especially in our touring shows. I think it's one thing that's so special about what we get to do at Servant Stage, but especially this time of year, going out into a lot of retirement homes, speaking of the prohibitive nature of things with theater, what keeps people from getting to experience it, a lot of these folks can't get out. And so getting to take shows into, gosh, so many retirement communities in this area, and bring them not just some tidings of comfort and joy, but it's their music. You know, you see people come alive. They know this deep down.
Yeah.
And so the opportunity to sing with them and even dance with them a little bit in the show, we get down into the audience and interact with them. It's such a joy. And getting to hear the responses we get from that, just how much it means to them, how much so many of them set their calendars by when Servant Stage is coming to town. It's a blessing.
How do you do it from a production standpoint? You're going into so many different venues.
It's a little bit of a different animal when we're talking a touring show like Christmas Crooners versus some of our larger shows like what we did Tuck Everlasting or Fiddler on the Roof this past year, where those are set at one location for a few weekends, and it's a full set and 80-person cast, and we pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
For touring, we've got to be a little more compact.
Nimble.
So it all fits in a van.
Oh, so nice.
We're talking pipe and drape and some platforms and we go in there, you know, a couple hours before showtime and make it Servant Stage. So when they come in, it's a similar experience for every person coming in, no matter where you go to see a show.
Right.
So we really strive to, from front of house to the product on stage, that it's a consistent experience, that it feels like Servant Stage for those who have been to our shows before, kind of no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And then our directors and our casts are amazing at adapting to whatever space we're in. Our touring manager, Haley England-Yawney, going to give her a shout out for the great work she does in knowing these spaces ahead of time and preparing and saying, all right, we're going to adjust the show this way. You can't enter from there anymore. You got to enter from over there. And and they go in with that just flexibility,
that mindset,
and grace. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
It's awesome.
How many shows will you end up doing this show?
It's a record for us. I think we're around 50 or just a couple over 50.
Amazing.
Between November 8th and December 22nd. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we've got a great, great production team. Again, between our touring manager and Jenny, one of our other staff who helps cover on touring manager, there's some necessary redundancy on every role, you know, just to cover all of these shows. Yeah, so we've got two great stage managers, three audio guys that just share the schedule, and then each role in the cast is double, triple, or even quadruple cast.
Christmas Crooners this weekend at the Junction Center. You could see it all throughout December by going to servantstage.org. Let's talk about the music. What are some of your favorite songs?
Oh, man, that's like asking my favorite child.
Yes.
I just love so much about the show.
Yeah.
There's a particular rendition of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear that I'm a huge fan of. It was one of the later arrangements to be created. But what came from that and just some of the storytelling that our performers bring to it is incredible. There's a wonderful arrangement of Jingle Bells by Lancaster's own Andy Roberts. If you guys know Andy, he's fantastic. And just what the cast does with that arrangement is so gorgeous. But there's just too many to even tell. There's one called Christmas Alphabet that gets the audience involved.
Fun.
So a lot of fun. Get some audience interaction with that.
And
it's a lot of fun.
It's happening at the Junction Center this weekend. We'd love to have you come out and experience Christmas Crooners. Check it out. Servantstage.org. If you can't make it this weekend, there are other opportunities throughout the rest of the month.
And all shows pay what you will.
I love that. Tyler, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
This is one of the songs. Tell us about the Michael W. Smith Christmas Waltz that you guys are doing.
Yeah, as we were chatting through the set list, we said, what's a song that we can share? And love Christmas Waltz. I've always loved Michael W. Smith's arrangement of this. And so this is a little taste of something like what you might hear in Christmas Crooners.
Tyler, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.